pretty much everybody across the board is appalled by what happened in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, every time something like this happens, you know, we're all pretty horrified for it, including gun guys. That's kind of the big thing. We grapple with it in an even more awkward way because for us, you know, there's a hobby that we like and we want to protect, but there's also, you know, the horror, the crimes being committed. So we get stuck in a really weird position. Me personally, as a businessman, that's a whole nother side of it too. But, you know, just my customers coming in, that's where we start to have those conversations, is because people don't know how to protect the things they like, as well as try to, you know, also have protect the public when it comes to that stuff too. So a lot of the conversations that we've been having, sometimes you have guys who come in and they're very hardline, and they you know, don't budge an inch. You know, if you give them an inch, they take a mile. You know, it's been proven before with some gun legislations that, you know, you take one thing, then they take another, and then, you know, you get something like the bans in 96 or 86 and stuff like that. But then the other side of the conversation that I like to try to have is more of a, let's call it software versus hardware. And this is more about like training, background checks, talk about mental health. And those have sort of almost become cliche when we talk about incidents like this. But, you know, I still don't think that those things are getting the proper amount of attention. Even just kind of day-to-day stuff, it was like a year ago, there was a conversation in New Hampshire about the 3-day exception, where after 3 days, if a dealer didn't get a response back, they could release a firearm. And we talked about that before, and as a house rule, we don't do that because we don't like to be left in that position where we could have potentially given a firearm to somebody who was prohibited. So things like that, I mean, clearly, even within the existing system, there's stuff that needs to be fixed, you know, before we even talk about introducing new things. So that's kind of most of the conversations I try to have with my customers is, you know, think about how you're training, think about, you know, your safety, how you treat safety and how you treat safety with the people around you. That's like step one. And then we can talk about maybe implementing some legal requirements for either training or safety.
How long have you been shooting?
Oh, since I was a kid. Yeah, I'm 35 now, and I've been shooting probably since about like 5 or 6 years old.